This is episode 2651 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 3rd, 2024.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Anne Hathaway has a new Prime Video movie coming out this week. She was on the Tonight Show this week, plugging the movie, and Jimmy came to her rescue over an awkward moment during the interview.
Wow, I wonder what that was, because she's Anne Hathaway. Everything's awkward.
Why did she get such a bad rap?
I don't know. I loved her in, The Devil Wears Prada. I loved her
in Princess Diaries.
The Princess Diaries and a few other of those movies that are kind of unforgettable. I did not see Les Mis. She won an Oscar for that.
She did. The girl can sing.
And she can act.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Movie's based on a 2017 novel about a 40-year-old single mom who is dating a 25-year-old British boy bander.
Cougar.
And being the genial, outspoken personality that she is, Bubbly asks the studio audience, has anybody here read the book? Only to be met with total silence.
We don't read books anymore. I mean, come on.
Oh, some, if we do, yeah, no, lots of people who read.
Only people who are
don't read.
Only people that are in the Oprah book club read books.
So you're not, that's not true. No. That is not true.
Apparently nobody read the book that not she's doing
book.
A movie about.
So Jimmy saved the moment by deadpanning, no, we don't read.
See, I'm telling you.
Which was met with uproarious laughter.
Of course, that's funny right there. That's funny crap. Wow.
This is the Tonight Show. You want me to go to Stephen Colbert if you want to get people who read books? Lame. And then Jimmy then asked, we do Audible here. Does that count?
Does that count? Of course it counts. Audible counts. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? So the Tonight Show is taped, so they could have gone back and they could have like scrubbed that and started over again, and then they could have prepped the audience. Anne's going to ask you if you've read the book, and you should clap and get, yeah, it's a great book, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done that. But
they
did
could have.
No.
But they didn't. They could have put up applause signs. They have that technology.
You know, didn't she just come out in the last week or so about her sobriety? She's been sober
20 years.
Is it 20 years? I thought it was 5.
Oh. Wow. I thought it was 20. No?
No, I thought it was 5. You should look that up.
I should.
Yeah. And it's good on her, by the way. Good on her that she realized that alcohol was an issue, and it can be for some people, and that's great.
Well, she got help, and I love that.
Well, yeah, you know, this is a disease.
It is.
You know, and we're not here
it's
to
brutal.
Bemoan that. But you know, my favorite thing though about the Anne Hathaway, she was in Valentine's Day too, right?
Yes.
And the speed dating scene, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, 5 years, you're right.
Yeah, I thought. Remember that speed dating scene which she was in? Now who was trying to date her in Valentine's Day? I forget who it was now. See, that's how she's a beautiful woman.
I think she's
stunning.
Yeah.
I think she's a stunning. She's got great stature. I remember watching her. When she was like 24 on the Barbara Walters special. Barbara interviewed her. But at that time, everybody liked her. I'm just not really sure what happened. You know,
what was it
that everybody's like, I don't like her. You know, it's not like she stuck it out there on social media and made an ass of herself or anything. I just don't know.
She didn't. And when she hosted the Oscars, it wasn't her.
It wasn't her fault.
She tried.
But it was.
And what was she supposed to do?
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
But anyway. She tried. She was supposed to have a co-host, and she didn't.
She had James Franco.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was...
Yeah. Lame.
Wacko.
Lame. Lame.
Yeah. Stylist La Roche has revealed that Zendaya's 2024 Met Gala dress, well, it hasn't even been made yet.
Wait. Monday, guys. Monday is Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, so, she doesn't like it. Last minute. What are they going to do?
Yeah. They better get cracking.
They best
get pinning and stitching. Actually, after 2 back-to-back press tours for both of Zendaya's blockbuster films, Dune 2 and Challengers, they're just now getting around to her Met Gala look.
Well, that makes sense.
I would imagine they have it designed. Hopefully they have the fabric purchased.
You know. Oh, well, yeah. But it is Hollywood. They could get anything on just a moment's notice, supposedly. Unless it's like, you know, some sort of Asian silk that has to come from China. Hopefully they've already ordered it.
Well, hopefully. And she's one of four co-chairs of 2024
event. Oh, well, she definitely, she can't not show up.
She's got to show. She's got to represent.
So the Met Gala, they do the red carpet thing, and then they go change. And they get into even equally weird frocks for the after parties.
Oh, yeah.
No. Remember Katy Perry and the French fry dress? You remember that? Wasn't the Met Gala, but I got that confused.
Yeah, that wasn't the Met Gala.
That was Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Still, well, the year that Kim showed up all head to toe in a black condom, you know? I mean, you remember that?
One can't forget. You can't unsee that.
Can't unsee that.
Yeah, and then, the year that she ripped the backside out of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that. There's that. Yeah, forgot about that.
Whoever thought that would be a good idea? Who thought... We can let her take it. Her ass is, you know, obviously three times the size of Marilyn Monroe's was.
Right. Even on a good day.
Maybe the dress will stretch. I'm sure it'll be fine.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Not.
Wow.
So now Lee claims they will be fitting her on Sunday for Monday's star-studded soiree. So I guess they're going to be pulling an all-nighter.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Yeah. Britney Spears is speaking out after reports of an alleged altercation between her and her rumored boyfriend, Paul Solis, having got into a fight at Chateau Marmont.
Mm-hmm.
Or Marmont.
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 Yeah, the Marmont. T is silent, always in French. Yeah. Like Chevrolet, it's not Chevrolet.
Lindsay Lohan used to love the Chateau.
Well, everybody did. That's where John Belushi died. I mean, it's a very famous place.
Well, yeah, but that's been a while.
It has been a while. 40 years.
It's in West Hollywood. This was on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. However, Britney clarified on Instagram yesterday that she twisted her ankle and paramedics showed up at my door illegally.
Sure. Sure they did.
They don't show up. They don't show up illegally. Hello. Which makes me wonder.
It's Britney.
They never came in my room, she wrote in response to reports that the cops had to break it up. But I felt... They never came in my room, she wrote in responses to reports that the cops had to break it up. But I felt completely harassed. And Brittany, who wrote that she's moving to Boston...
What?
She said, I'm moving to Boston. Peace.
Jeez, peace out, people.
No, she just said peace.
She said peace. Wow. Mm.
She further called out the fake news over the alleged incident.
Oh, jeez. I heard that they were yelling at one another.
I heard it was bad
loud,
fight. Yeah.
Loud fight in the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah.
And now Britney can pay her bill at the Chateau. Lindsay can't. Remember, they kicked her out.
Yeah. Well, if Britney keeps going the way she's going,
she might run out of money. All's well that ends well. That's what I like to say, by golly. And I like to say that about Halle Berry, by the way.
Oh, sure.
I'd just like to take this moment to salute Miss Berry today on this Friday. Just because.
Well, ain't that sweet.
All right, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.